This teaching is brought to you by Christian Family Church International.
You guys are awesome. Can we give it once more to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Hallelujah. And if you are here, you are excited to be in the presence of greatness, to be in the presence of God. I want you once more to give him a big hand clap, like you understand who he is, like you understand what he has done for you, like you understand he's the one who woke you up this morning, like you understand he's the one who made you to look pretty this morning. We love you, Lord. We honor you. Please, you may take your seats. And so, Father, we just want to thank you for your presence. Thank you for the presence, awesome presence of your Spirit. We are ready, oh God, to hear from you. Speak to us in the name of Jesus, we ask. And every girl in the house said, amen, amen and amen. Let me behave this morning and greet the woman of God. And let me stand on the side, because we just need to give honor where honor is due. They said they are celebrating not 4 years in ministry, but it's 45 years. And those of us who are in ministry, we know it's 45 years of refusing to quit. Because at times, oftentimes, in actual fact, it gets so tough. It gets so hard. The people you started with 45 years ago, they are not here. And some of them, they didn't live even in peace. They stabbed your back before they left. But you were faithful, ma'am. You were faithful. You have been exemplary. We look at you, some of us today, and we say, if Dr. Bev did it, we can do it too. I stand this morning not because I am that good and confident, but because of your love. Thank you for loving me. And thank you for being the mommy that you are to us all. Can we give her a big round of applause? Hallelujah. We love the Volmarans. And greetings to all the senior pastors in the house. So good to have you. We are a generation of women whose significance is not based on our significance, but is based on what we are a part of. That is why this morning I want to speak to all of us on this subject, a generation of kingdom women. Not only are we a generation of women, but we are strong, faithful kingdom women. So kingdom women, they understand that they do not own themselves. They understand that they belong to God, and they are submitted to his authority. Not only that, but they understand that they represent God and Christ wherever they are and wherever they go. Not only that, but they understand that none of them is a mistake. Just to tell you a bit about Pindi. You know, when I was born, my family was disappointed because they were expecting a boy. Having a first daughter, and now they are getting another daughter, they said, Sipindile, not in a good way. That's why they called me Pindi. It's like, not again. And as you would have it, I struggled with rejection. I struggled. And as you would know, the enemy, when he is scared of you, he would bring any kind of attack. I was rejected by those who were supposed to embrace me. I was told that, yo, especially when Pastor Chris Matebula proposed to me, they told him how bad his choice was, how demonic I was, and I almost believed them. As if that was not enough, I lost my son. And believe you me, some of the girls within the church, they were laughing at me to say, at least this will humble her. As if that was not enough, I was without a voice for 2 years. Being a senior pastor of the church, the co-founder, without a voice, sitting there and saying nothing. And when you want to pray for people, people would shift to say, if you can't speak and pray for yourself to receive your voice back, What makes you think you can pray for us? And I almost took my life. Thank God that this morning I am standing here. If maybe you were wondering, why is she here? Now you know. Because God, He has a way of making us through what we are going through. He allows those things to sharpen us, to humble us. Today you see me humble and loving like this. It's because of the work of grace. The Lord has been so good. So we understand that none of us is a mistake. But we've been purposefully created by the King of Kings. Therefore, we are not going to apologize for fulfilling the purposes to which He has created us for. We are grateful to be alive. Listen here. We are grateful to be alive during these times of difficulties, because that speaks to our anointing. That speaks to our grace. That speaks to the depth that we carry. The Bible says, as evil abounds, grace abounds even the more. When God understood that during this time, during this season, the enemy is going to lift up a standard. The enemy is going to rise against us. The Bible says, I'm going to lift up a banner. I'm going to lift up a victory. I'm going to lift up victors. And that is you and I. We are born for such a time. We are born for this season. Therefore, we are not going to be afraid to be who God has called us to be. We are not going to be afraid of what the enemy throws at us. For we know for this reason were we created, to destroy the forces of evil against this beautiful nation, against this beautiful world that the Lord has given unto us. We are not afraid to stand against pop culture and swim against the tides in obedience of our King. For we are kingdom women. Not only that, but we fulfill the kingdom's vision of discipling nations. We are not here just to disciple people. That vision, the vision of the kingdom, is big. We are discipling nations. That is why I want you to pay attention, even as we read the scripture this morning. As Paul writes to the church of Ephesus, he says in chapter 4, reading from verse 1 to 6, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech or beg you. Understand, when he says I beg you, it means whatever he's about to say is important. And he says, I beg you to walk worthy of the calling. And I want you to highlight that, walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, because it's not going to be easy. But you need to make sure that you walk with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring and making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, and I want us to know this, one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope, in your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's above all and through all and in you all. I want you to understand, God's girls, this morning, that though we are different in this auditorium this morning, we've got women of different age groups, different races. Not only that, but different ethnic groups. That is why you look at me. This is a statement to say this is who I am. We look different. We sound different. We have different personalities, gifts, talents, interests, experiences, and different upbringings. But I want us to realize that those differences are nothing compared to what connects us. Here we go. This is what connects us. We are members of one body. Never forget that. We are members of Christ's body. Not only that, we've been joined into that body through His precious Spirit. One Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We have one hope. One hope, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, and His second coming. Some of us, we know this doesn't end here. It ends in eternity. And that is our blessed hope, that when He appears, we shall be like him. Not only that, but we have one Lord, one King, our Savior Jesus Christ. Not only that, but we have one faith in this one Savior, Jesus the Messiah, the Son of the living God. We have one baptism in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Not only that, but we have one kingdom, the unshakable kingdom, the invincible kingdom. That is why when things are shaken, we are not moved, for we understand whose kingdom we belong to. Not only that, we have one enemy, Satan himself, whose chief purpose is to destroy us all. That is why we need to understand, girls, we are connected. We have inherited one fallen world, this planet Earth, and we are faced with similar battles and evil. There's more that connects us than our differences. You see, when you are at war, you don't care the color, you don't care the ethnicity, you don't care the size of the girl who's fighting besides you. For as long as we are shooting in one direction, you understand, this is my sister in arms. So you are my sisters, regardless of how different we look. You see, our diversity, that's what makes us powerful, prettier, beautiful, formidable. That's what makes us. Can you imagine, church, girls, if we were all the same, how boring this place would look. My goodness, I wouldn't want to be part of that church, part of that kingdom. But look at God. You see, when you go for an orchestra evening, like my husband once took me, can we do that again, Standwasam? And can we just welcome him once more? I acknowledge you. You see, you'd see those people carrying the violins and some big things, I don't know even what they are called. And they all look different. They all sound different, and they are all played differently. You see some people come, you see others, you know, playing them and shaking. But one thing that those people do, they focus on the conductor of the orchestra. And then when they begin to play at his leading, you hear beautiful sound, beautiful melody coming out of that. And we have the chief conductor of this orchestra, the Holy Spirit himself. When he begins to say, you come, 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 they come. And you just love it. We are a powerful force, regardless of our diversity. So I want us to look at the things, attributes, the traits that marks us as kingdom women. Things that characterize us, that distinguish us from the world as kingdom women. Understand, you are not just any girl. You are God's girl. Your father, your daddy, is the creator of the universe. Oh, your father doesn't get weary. Your father doesn't get tired. Your father doesn't sleep. Your father doesn't slumber. Your father is good, always good, unchanging, always the same. He is the rock of all ages. He is that good, he is that awesome. That is why the Bible declares, blessed are those who put their trust in him. For this God is that good. Are you not excited this morning that you belong to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator of all, our God, Yeshua, the great I am. Woo. My goodness. What grace that has been bestowed upon us, that we should be known as his daughters. The first thing, I've got three things. And in case I don't finish, the first one is our walk. The second one is our love. The third one is our unity. We need to understand that there are things that should make us stand out from the crowd. The first thing is our walk. Paul says, I beseech you and I beg you that you walk worthy of the call of God. For you have been called by God. You see, if you are called by a Mickey Mouse, you can have those Mickey Mouse tricks. But if you are called by God, even your walk changes. You see, at first they told me, I am unloved until I know that I am called by this God. So when I walk, I do not walk because I have confidence in self, but I walk because I have confidence in this great God. Therefore, when you walk, represent Him wherever you are. Represent God well. Do not bring disgrace to His name. You are not your own. Be mindful, be cautious how you walk. Walk a righteous walk. Well, walk a holy walk. Beautiful as you are, moneyed as you are, with all that the Lord has given you. But never forget, you've been called by God for such a season to represent Him by the way how you walk, by the way how you do things, so that people can look at you and say there is a creator. They should look at you and see how well you and say, oh, how I wish I was living that life. Young person, lead a pure life, worthy of your calling. Old mama, live a pure life. Stop that gossip. Stop it. Comparison. Why are you comparing yourself to me? You come from a different upbringing. Yes, we are all called, but you should run in your own lane. How dare you compare with the horses? When you are not called to run with the horses, just be yourself and walk upright. Emulate Christ in all that you do. And then you'd understand that God is well pleased, because the Bible says all those who claim to abide in Christ, they ought to walk as He has walked. He came here on earth and He gave us a pattern to say this is doable. Therefore, we must consistently follow His example and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, not our cravings, not our flesh. The thing is, we are living with this fallen flesh, in this fallen flesh, but we should never listen to what it says, but we need to obey God. So the first thing that we are saying we need to do as kingdom women is to walk right. Can I just tell you this one thing? I know some of you, you're thinking, this is my life. I want to do me. Why bother? Why tell me what is it that I'm supposed to do and what I'm not supposed to do? No, no, no. Your life is not your own, Ceci. It is not. You are part of us. The Bible says if you suffer, we suffer with you. If you hurt, we hurt with you. And if you are promoted, if you succeed, we need to rejoice with you. Girls, can we learn to celebrate others? You know, some of us, what God would do when we begin to pray, Father, I need this, just to deal with that heart of yours, because God sees how your heart is. He would answer your prayer by giving that which you have asked to someone else. Just because He can. So we are saying, make sure, as the daughter of God, that you're able to rejoice with those the Lord is blessing. Amen. And for some degree, understand. And to some degree, if you fail, we fail with you. So please, please, for our sakes, for the sake of your church, for the sake of your children, let's walk worthy. Our children are watching us. Our children are following us. Do not despise your influence. That is why when you walk, you need to walk circumspectly, because you understand someone is watching you. The second thing, our love. Paul says, be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other. And I like the combination of words. Be humble, be gentle, be patient. And all of this, you see, that it talks about love. Making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. How I wish I could tell you that just because we are connected and we are sisters, everything would just go well. You know, there are people at church who are so difficult to love. Do you know them? Please, please, just face me. Don't turn back. Don't look on the side. Just. That is why at this particular time, Peter said to Jesus, I think he had heard it. He said, please, Master, tell me, how many times must I forgive? 7 times. Because he felt, no. You know this Thomas, you know this, oh my goodness, you know this John. And Jesus said, a countless time. Because it means you need to live in forgiveness, forgiving in advance. Because truth is, some of us, we are growing. I'm telling you, you should have met me a few years ago. I was not this humble. I was not this calm. But people were willing to walk with me. Ah, you remember how you were. I'm talking to you. Don't act as though today you are forgotten. You know, you were not this good. But we were patient with you. So why today are you acting as though you were born that good? In actual fact, you are not yet even perfect. So how dare you expect us to be perfect? All that I'm saying is that some people are going to rub you off the wrong way at church. But if you know that you've been called to remain in this kingdom, please, don't forsake your God because others are doing some things to you. Say no and keep doing the will of the Lord. Understand that the Lord has called us to walk in love. You see, when we love one another, despite our differences as the kingdom girls, when we forgive one another, despite our disagreements as kingdom girls, many will see it and many will run to it. And many will open up to God, because the foundation of this kingdom that we are part of is love. The head of this kingdom is love, God himself. So if we do not love him, who do you think we are emulating? The Bible says, if you cannot love your sister, Pindi, how dare you claim to love me, whom you have not seen? And you see this Pindi every day. And you understand that some of the battles you can't fight with Pindi. You know, there are some things that you have to look at her and think, oh, there she goes again, and just leave her like that. You shouldn't be invited to every battle. You shouldn't go to every battle you are invited to. Sometimes you just have to say, no, I'm not coming. I've got important things to do. Please, please. Hallelujah. Love each other just as I've loved you. John 13 says, for when you demonstrate the same love I have for you by loving one another, everyone will know that you are my followers. Everyone will know that you are my true disciples. This is the Lord's desire for all of us as his girls, that we love him and love one another as we should. That we see him commanding that blessing and that power in his kingdom. That even when we begin to walk in the streets of our nations, because I know we're coming from different nations in this place, when we begin to walk, the demons, they begin to flee because we've got such power. And that power emulates, or it flows from the fact that we love one another. Hallelujah. And not only that, souls will be drawn to the kingdom because of the love that we have for each other. It is the goodness of the Lord that draws men to his kingdom. It is the love of God. Not when we tell them they are going to burn in hell. That is true. But can we not show them the love of God? The last one, before she She goes and sits down. Our unity. Our unity. Paul says, make every effort. It's not going to come easy. It's going to demand your effort, your time, your patience, and your resources. So you make every effort to keep yourselves united in the spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. You know, the curse of our age is individualism. Have you heard them? Self-made millionaires, self-made pastors, self-made children. You see how funny it is? But some of us, that's what we believe in, eh? That is why we want to outshine, outrun, because we just want to. Have you listened to some people who are singing? Maybe a choir or a quartet, they are singing. And there's this one person who doesn't want to remain in sync. They just want to shine so that they are seen. Do you see how foolish that looks? Some of us, we need to consider, because we don't see how foolish we look. Have you seen someone who's arrogant? How you can't even stomach them. And sometimes they're not even aware that this is them. But they tell you, when they walk, they say, I need to be noticed. Earth is my stage. I need to shine. Please, you are not here for yourself. This is not about you. Let me tell you something. This kingdom is big. And the vision for this kingdom is bigger. This vision is about discipling nations. This vision is multi-generational or multi-generational, if you will. So you understand, you cannot do everything that needs to be done alone. You need us as your sisters. We need you. Have you seen some people who are skilled and talented, and yet they choose, I want to see what they are going to do without me. I'm telling you, one day, like Samson, you would wake up and you think you still have it. And then you stand here and embarrass yourself. You know why? We become better when we use that which the Lord has given us. That is why I am saying, sister, if ever there was a time you needed to rally around us as God's girls, it's now. You see, where Pastor Theo and where Apostle Theo and Dr. Bev are, it didn't happen because they did it on their own. It took men, faithful men and women, who rallied around them for them to be here today. That is why we are saying, our children cannot be reached, the younger generation cannot be reached without you. We cannot do and impact the world like we are supposed to without you. We need you, my sister. We need you, my girl. We need you to stand with us. Youngsters, girls, make sure you stand with us, the elderly. There's no dustbin for older people. In actual fact, we are wiser. The Bible says, go to the crossroads and consider. And they will tell you something. They'll give you wisdom. And old people, we cannot do this without the young people. This race is only won when we pass on the baton or the baton. If we don't pass it on, if we are going to hold on to the pulpit, even when you feel you are tired, we are doing this to the detriment of the kingdom. Therefore, we need each other. You know, there's one thing that is beautiful as I close. You see, Mary and Martha, Elizabeth and Martha, both of them, they were carrying something. Elizabeth the Gogo was carrying John. Mary the Virgin was carrying Christ. You know, but with Gogo Elizabeth, even when Mary went to see her, she didn't feel, but why is she carrying him and I'm carrying him? But she felt, this is time for me to encourage her, because she's unsure. She's doubting that which she's carrying. She's not even sure, because everyone is laughing at her and saying, such an oxymoron, a pregnant virgin. And she said, oh my goodness, what favor to be visited by the mother of my Savior. You know why? Because she realized that not only do we need each other as the younger and the older generation, but what we are carrying, they're going to continue. In the same way, John the Baptist, he prepared the way for the Lord. And Christ Jesus came on stage and he began to perform miracles. Therefore, girls, we need each other. I'm talking about those women, godly women, strong women. May we be them, may we know them, and may we raise them. God bless you.
Ooh. Give Jesus a big shout of praise.
Thank you for joining us during this episode of Living Life with Dr. Theo and Bev Vollmerens. We hope that through this inspired teaching, you had an encounter with God. If you enjoy the teaching ministry of Apostle Theo and Dr. Bev Vollmerens and would like to enjoy more resources, we hope you will visit our website at www.christianfamilychurch.co.za or for our American listeners, www.christianfamilychurchsa.com.